here's a thought I'll title, For What Purpose? And I think this discussion is an important one because it illustrates one of the fundamental philosophies about how we approach art making with our photography. And it shows up in, curiously enough, the star rating system in Lightroom. I'm sure other software has the same sort of thing where you can supposedly, after ingesting your images, rate them on a star system, a scale from 1 to 5, 1 star being not so hot, 5 star being a real winner, supposedly. But do you see that that begs the fundamental question, for what purpose? I have lots and lots of images in my Lightroom catalog that when I consider them for this purpose might be a 1 star, but if I consider them for that purpose, it might be a 5 star. So they're both a 1 star and a 5 star, depending on the project. I think of my Lightroom images as assets, and how I use them determines whether or not they are a 1 star or a 5 star, not some generic inherent quality about them being a good photograph or a bad photograph. And lots of images have hung around for a long, long time before I find a use for them. And then all of a sudden they rise to a 5 star because they're the perfect thing for whatever project I'm working on at the time. So I'm just not sure that a star rating system makes any sense if you consider your photographs as assets you can use in projects, which is the way I tend to think of them. Otherwise, we lock ourselves into some arbitrary set of standards. 1 star and 5 star compared to what? Compared to what the public thinks is a good image? What a cliche image is? That's not how we want to be creative. We don't want to be creative by making images that simply parrot popularity votes. But that's the way 1 star and 5 star tends to work, and I think that's the way Adobe set it up. I use it entirely differently in my Lightroom catalog. And you know, come to think about it, that would be a really good Lenswork Creative Lab. So I think I'll do that over there.